How many mishmaros the night is comprised of? Three mishmaros or four mishmaros? And the Gemara said, "My time. What's the reason for each opinion?" Right? And we said it's obviously not a machlokas in Svara, at least in Pshat, it's not a machlokas in Svara or anything like that. It's just you have to look at the Mekoros and you have to look all over Tanakh, any time that it references a mishmar of the night, and use the evidence that you have in each pasuk to figure out how many mishmaros are in the night. So the first raya was in support of Rav Nosson, who says that there are three mishmaros in the night, because there's a pasuk in Shoftim that said mishmar atichona, the middle mishmar. So if there's a middle mishmar, Rav Nosson says that it could only be three. You could only have a middle if there's three. So Rebbe responded and he said, no, you could have middle of the, you know, you could have one of the middles, you could have two in the middle, you could have, four mishmaros, and there's a beginning, there's an end, and there's two in the middle, so that's what it means, mishmaros atichona, the middle mishmar. That was the first raya for Rav Nosson, and then Rebbe's raya for four was based on the fact that by David HaMelech. David HaMelech says that he woke up at Chatzos HaLaila. David woke up in the middle, in Chatzos, in midnight. He woke up midnight. And then a second pasuk, David HaMelech said that he woke up two Ashmuros before everyone else. So if you wake up in the middle of the night and you wake up two Ashmuros before everyone else, it must be that there are four Mishmaros, right? The first two Mishmaros, and then you have midnight, and then you have the last two Mishmaros. So that's how you learn the pasuk, Kadmu Einai Ashmuros, that I woke up two Mishmaros early. And basically, we had two ways of resolving that, of saying, no, there could still be three Mishmaros, right? Either you have to recalculate everything, because when David HaMelech said, I woke up two Mishmaros early, he was comparing himself to other Melachim. And we have the opinion that we're going to get to a little bit later, right, that Melachim wake up 3 hours into the day or after 2 hours, because, you know, Melachim, they could relax, they're not as rushed, they don't have to get to work, whatever it is. So David was saying, not that I wake up 2 hours before the morning, two Ashmuros before the morning, but I wake up two Ashmuros before all the other kings who wake up 2 hours into the day. So that was the first way of reading the pasuk of Kadmu Einai Ashmuros. And the second way of reading it yesterday was that Mishmar Palga, right? One and a half Mishmaros is still considered it's Ashmur, Kadmu Einai Ashmuros, that I woke up multiple Mishmaros before the day began. Then we had just a little bit of a tangent, because it was the same Baal Memra, the same person, brought a different idea, which was Machlokus about Sicha in front of a mace, the issue of Loeg Larash, of talking Divrei Torah in front of a mace. We didn't mention this last night, I'll mention it. Tosfos says it's within Dalet Amos, within four Amos. That's how we evaluate whether it's Loeg Larash and whether you're in front of the mace. But we had a machlokus whether there's also, right, everyone agrees Loeg Larash, everyone agrees Torah, but there was an issue, whether there was a machlokus whether there's also an issue of Divrei Ba'amah. Can you just shoot the breeze in front of a mace? So that was the last machlokus that we left off with. So now the Gemara continues, and it focuses on this idea that we brought up yesterday, that David wakes up at midnight. David wakes up Chatzos HaLaila. So first, our Gemara that we're going to learn tonight is going to bring another source that maybe David woke up even earlier and try to figure that out. And then we're going to get later, I think I'm going to send recordings for this later in the week, what exactly was David doing in the middle of the night? How did he wake up? So just finishing off that topic. So we're like, where the lines get a little bit wider, like six lines down, two dots, that's where we left off yesterday. Any questions from what we learned yesterday? Okay. So ask the Gemara, V'David b'palga delayla havikai David woke up in the middle of at chatzos and at midnight palga, right? Palga means half, so he woke up midnight, midway through the night. Havikai, he would wake up. So says the Gemara that this this isn't so clear. Says the Gemara, meorta havikai. So he would actually wake up at the evening. So, right, what does that mean? David would wake up at the evening? Basically, that he would barely sleep. That he would go to sleep like right at the beginning of the night, and then like a couple hours later, he was already getting up and beginning to do his routine. I was listening to a podcast. I'm trying to remember who it was. It was someone who was like not so firm, I think, and his dad like wasn't firm or something, but somehow his dad became was recommended when the Rebbe had his stroke. The Lubavitcher Rebbe had his stroke to be the doctor for the Lubavitcher Rebbe.
It's in the book.
It's okay. And this person he hadn't heard of. Oh, okay. I remember which podcast it was. Could say off the recording. Anyways, so he's recommended to be the doctor for the Lubavitcher Rebbe. He never had heard of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, but at first he's like, I don't want to do it. And he's like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go all in. And he said that in order to have the most success for the Rebbe, to rehabilitate him and to give him the ability to speak, I need to meet with the Rebbe when he's the most alert. So he said, when is the Rebbe the most alert? The Rebbe responded, 4 a.m. Meet me at my apartment every single night at 4 a.m. So, David HaMelech and the Lubavitcher Rebbe. So, right, so says the Gemara, Me'orta Havikai. So he would get up in the evening. Not that he wouldn't wait. He didn't slack off. He didn't only wake up at Chatzos. He was already at the beginning of the evening. Me'orta Havikai. Dichtiv, right? How do we know that he would get up in the evening? So he says it in a pasuk, another pasuk from Tehillim. Says David HaMelech, Kadamti b'neshif v'ashaveya. I would get up b'neshif, okay? And neshif, at this point, we're translating as the evening. So, kadamti b'neshif, I would get up in the evening, v'ashaveya, and I would cry out to Hashem. So, Mefurish HaPasuk, David HaMelech said, I would get up in the evening. So, how can we say that he would get up at Chatzos? Which one is it? Right? David said, you know, both about himself. So, one pasuk, Chatzos Laila Akum, and now we have another pasuk, kadamti b'neshif v'ashaveya. So then, first of all, we have to figure out, how do we know that neshif means ashaveya? Yeah. So first of all, we have to figure out how do we know that neshif means evening. So says the Gemara, that's not so clear. How do we know that neshif means evening? So says the Gemara, we have a raya. This raya comes from Mishlei Dichsiv, as the pasuk says, b'neshif be'erev yom b'ishan layla v'afila. B'neshif, okay, which is the time of Erev Yom, that the day wanes away, the day ends, b'ishan layla v'afila, and then the middle of the night when it's dark. But what we see from the beginning of the pasuk, the raya is coming from the first three words of the pasuk, the beginning of the pasuk, b'neshif b'erev yom, that neshif is Erev Yom. So we see from here that neshif means evening. So, okay, so now we prove that neshif means evening, and we have a pasuk in Tehillim that says, kadamti b'neshif ashaveya. So now we have a stira. Did David HaMelech get up? Kechatzos alayla akum? Did he get up in the middle of the night, midnight? Or was he up even earlier at the beginning of the night, at the evening? So the Gemara brings three answers to what David's nighttime routine was and how to square the two pasukim. Amar Rav Oshia, Amar Rav Acha. So Rav Oshia said in the name of Rav Acha, Hachi Kamar. This is what David was saying. Me'olam lo avar alai chatos laila b'shena. So, I'll read the words in a second, but what David HaMelech was saying, right, so according to this answer, Rav Acha, the first answer, David HaMelech got up at the evening. Oh, what about the pasuk that says that he got up at chatzos? No, not that he got up at chatzos, he was always up at chatzos. I never was sleeping at Chatzos, right? So Chatzos Laila Akum, not that I got up, but I was always up at Chatzos, right? So that's what it means. Me'olam lo avar alai Chatzos Laila Bashena. I never, the midnight never, you know, never passed me in my sleep. I was never sleeping during midnight. But when did he actually get up? He got up at the beginning of the evening. So that's the first way of reading to Pesukim. The pshat is he got up at the beginning of the evening. And the, oh, what about the pasuk that says Chatzos? That means that he was already up by Chatzos. Second answer, Rav Zeira Amar, Ad Chatzos Laila Haya Misnan Nem Kasus. So up until Chatzos Halayla, up until he would get, right, basically David would get up at the beginning of the night. He would get up at evening, but from the evening until Chatzos, he was misnam nem kasus. He was dozing in and out, on and off, like a horse. Okay, misnam nem. He was, I don't know what's the, well, how do they translate misnam? Dozing? Is that the right word? Dozing? He was...
Yeah.
Okay, so he was dozing in and out. So I guess this is a good mucker, right? If anyone ever gives you slack for like being in the base medrash and dozing off and being in and out, you can say, oh, that's David HaMelech. I'm following the minhag of David HaMelech that the first half of the night he was misnam in kasus. And then from Chatzos, mikam ve'elech, once Chatzos is, hay miskaber kari. Then he would get serious and he would get up like an Ari. Or maybe this is a makor for, you know, what my minhag each morning. You know, usually I set the alarm for like 6 a.m. and then I do a snooze. And then, you know, I don't get up until like 6:15. So I guess that's also minhag David HaMelech. So that's the second answer, right? The second answer is that he was dozing during the first half of the night and he was up ka'ari at the second half of the night. Rav Ashi, this is the third answer. Rav Ashi Amar, Ad Chatzos Laila Haya Osik B'Divrei Torah. So during the first half of the night, he was Osik B'Divrei Torah. So this is actually that, right? The second answer was being like, okay, the first half he was kind of sleeping, and then he would get up. Here we're saying, no. The first half of the night, he was actually learning Torah. Mikam Ve'elech V'Shiros V'Tishbachos. And then the second half of the night, after Chatzos, he was Shiros B'Tishbachos. He was singing, writing Tehillim, praising Hashem. Right, Shiros, singing Tishbachos and praising, right, and that's what the pasuk means, right? When the pasuk says Chatzos Laila Akum, right, how does the pasuk end? Lahodos Lecha Ad Mishpatei Tzidkecha, to praise you. So that's, I guess, you know, where Rav Ashi is getting it from. That, yeah, okay, he's learning Torah at the beginning of the night up until Chatzos, but then what do you do at Chatzos? Lahodos Lecha, to praise you, and that's what he was doing during the second half of the night. So that is that three answers as to how to square the psukim. We learned yesterday that David gets up at Chatzos, and then today we're saying that David gets up at the evening. So now we get back to this word neshif. Okay, so we said this whole thing was based on the pasuk kadamti ben neshif ashaveya, that he gets up neshif, and we said, oh, neshif means evening, and we proved that neshif means evening from the pasuk in what is it, Mishlei? Yeah, the pasuk in Mishlei that says b'neshif be'erev yom. Neshif is when the day departs, when the day wanes. But now we're gonna bring another stira that no, neshif doesn't mean evening. This whole thing was based on the fact that neshif means evening, but not so clear. So that's what the Gemara says. B'neshif or tohu, neshif means evening. Ha neshif Safrahu. No, Neshif is Safrahu. Neshif is morning. So this whole thing is based on the fact that, oh, Neshif means evening, and David gets up in the evening, but Neshif Safrahu. Why do we think Neshif Safrahu? Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says. Okay, where is this Pasuk? This Pasuk is in Sefer Shmuel. Vayakam David. David, attack them, or right, referring to the battle. Meha neshif v'ad ha'erev meha neshif, exactly, v'ad ha'erev l'macharat, from the neshif until erev, until evening. So how does this prove that neshif is not evening and neshif is morning? Because the pasuk only makes sense if you say David smote them from neshif until evening. It can't mean evening. It can't mean, right? Until now, we've been saying that. We've been translating Nesh as evening, right? You can't say, I took my kids to American Dream. I was there all day. I was there from the evening until the evening. It doesn't make sense. That's not called all day. If you say you were there from Neshef until Erev, it means, so Neshef must mean the morning. So, right, that's what the Gemara says. My lav, mitzafra v'ad laila, right? Doesn't this mean from the morning until the night? Isn't that what he's coming to say? So, answers the Gemara, lo, me orta v'ad orta. No, Neshef could mean evening. And what he's saying is that it was so long. It was from evening all the way to evening. I took my kids to American Dream. We were there all night. We started one evening and we went to the next day. So, me orta ad orta, from evening to evening. But says the Gemara, if you want to tell me that Neshef means evening, then the pasuk just isn't, it's why is it using two different words to mean the exact same thing? I hachi lichtov me Neshef va'ad Neshef. Right? O me Erev ad Erev. If Neshef and Erev are synonymous, they mean the same thing, and we're trying to say it's from one evening all the way to the other evening, then it should use the same words. It should either say me Neshef ad Neshef, O me Erev ad Erev, or it should say from evening to evening. So Ela Amar Rava Shrei Nishve Have. So what the Gemara concludes is that there's actually Neshef. Neshef there can mean one of two. There are two times that are called Neshef. Neshef can mean one of two things. There's Neshef Laila, the Ati Yamama. There's when the day is right. There's the when the day is leaving and the day and sorry when the night is leaving and the day is coming. So it's the in between time between night and day. And there's Neshef Yamama the Asi Laila, and there's the Neshef where the day is leaving, and the night is coming. So Neshef really, right? What we conclude is it just means that time, that in between time, right? Dusk is only referring to the evening. I don't know. Do we have any words that
the dawn in the morning?
Dawn is the morning, dusk is evening, right? So, but do we have any word that means that both, like midnight, right? If we say, no, midnight, or chatzos in Hebrew, right? There's two chatzos. There's chatzos ayom and chatzos alayla, so like it's kind of like that.
Have a middle is if you said like 12 o'clock.
Right.
If you said the actual time.
I'm trying to think in the English language, is there any term that refers to that, like twilight period? Twilight, is that referring to right? Maybe twilight. So that's the conclusion of the Gemara. The Neshef means the time that day goes into night and the time that night goes into light. Okay, we're gonna stop here for now. But like I said, I'd like to send. I really.